You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome to The Encouragers with Minister Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, bringing words of encouragement for everyday life.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is material gods. Money and possessions can do great good when they are used wisely and kept in proper perspective. Some of the great people of the Bible were very rich. Abraham, Isaac, and Solomon were perhaps the richest men in their day. God's quarrel is not with material goods, but with material gods. Materialism has become the god of too many of us. Our material possessions are elevated to the central place in our lives, and we give them the attention only God deserves. The Bible teaches that the preoccupation with material possessions is a form of idolatry, and God hates idolatry. It poisons every other phase of our lives, including our family life. The problem, the Bible says, is not with money itself, but with our love of money. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, according to 1 Timothy 6:10. No one can serve two masters, according to Matthew 6:24. And here is a question for your consideration. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Don't allow money or anything to take God's rightful place in your life. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to Him, acknowledge your sin, and trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Will you respond to His call? Will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive Him into your life. Remember, God gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb. But early on the third day He arose with all power in His hands so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first. Trust and obey His word. And use your resources to honor God and help people. Until next time, my beloved, stay encouraged by knowing that God loves you. And when God is in it, there is no limit. Shalom.
Our Father, who art in heaven, omnipotent, all-powerful, omnipresent, everywhere at the same time, omniscient, all knowledgeable, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is, when the temptation comes, what should we do? Part 1. Let us learn from Jesus Christ's temptations. Our scripture is Matthew 4:1-11, which states, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. My text is Matthew 4:1, which states, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The temptations of the Messiah are a devilish attempt to ruin God's plan for human redemption by causing Jesus to fall into sin and disobedience, thus disqualifying him as the sinless Savior. Jesus was led up by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit guided Jesus in his earthly life, providing a pattern for Jesus' followers to be empowered and led by the Holy Spirit. While God clearly never tempts anyone to do evil, he does use circumstances to test a person's character. Although the devil intends to defeat God's plan and purposes, the Father uses his evil intention for the good purpose of strengthening Jesus in his messianic role. Concerning Christ's temptation, the time when it happened, then, there is an emphasis laid upon that. Immediately after the heavens were opened to him, and the Spirit descended on him, and he was declared to be the Son of God and the Savior of the world, the next news we hear of him is he is tempted. But then he is best able to wrestle with the temptation. Great privileges and special tokens of divine favor will not secure us from being tempted. Sometimes after great honors are put upon us, we can expect something that is humbling, as Paul has a messenger of Satan sent to buffet him. And he had been in the third, after he had been in the third heavens. God usually prepares his people for temptation before he calls them to it. He gives strength according to the day, and before a sharp trial, give more than ordinary comfort. The assurance of our sonship is the best preparative for temptation. If the good Spirit witnessed to our adoption, that will furnish us with an answer to all the suggestions of the evil spirit, designed either to make disloyal or disturb us. Then, when he was newly come from a solemn ordinance, when he was baptized and he was tempted, then, after he had been admitted into the communion of God, we must expect to be set upon by Satan. Then rich soul must double its guard. When thou hast eaten and art full, then beware. Then, when he began to show himself publicly to Israel, then he was tempted, so as he never had been while he lived in privacy. The devil has a particular spite at useful persons who are not only good, but given to do good, especially at their first setting out. Young ministers must know what to expect and arm accordingly. Jesus' experience of 40 days of testing in the wilderness corresponds to Israel's experience of 40 years of testing in the wilderness. Jesus endured his testing victoriously and obediently. Moses also fasted and prayed for 40 days and nights on two occasions. Fasting was a means of focusing intently on prayer. 40 days is about the longest a human can fast without permanent bodily harm. Christ began to be hungry, and therefore the motion seemed very proper to turn stones into bread for his necessary support. If you are the Son of God, if God were thy Father, he would not see thee starve. Jesus, of course, was and is the Son of God. But he refused to be tricked by the devil into using his divine power to make the trial even easier for himself. The great thing Satan aims at in tempting good people is to overthrow their relation to God as a father, and so to cut off their dependence on him, their duty to him, and their communion with him. The good spirit, as the comforter of the brethren, witnesses that they are the children of God. The evil spirit, as the accuser of the brethren, does all he can to shake that testimony. This temptation was resisted and overcome because Christ refused to comply with it, and he was ready to reply to it. He answered and said, "It is written." This method we must take when at any time we are tempted to sin. Resist and repel the temptation with, "It is written." The word of God is the sword of the spirit, the only offensive weapon in all the Christian armory. Let us learn of Christ here to be at God's finding, but rather than at our own, and not to take any irregular courses for our supply when our wants are ever so pressing. Jehovah Jireh, some way or other, the Lord will provide. It is better to live poorly upon the fruits of God's goodness than live plentifully upon the products of our own sin. Homeless and without water, Kentuckians face another daunting challenge, FEMA applications. When faced with temptations, have faith in God. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Jesus came to earth and lived and was crucified on the cross for our sins. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Therefore, let us resist temptation as a good follower of Christ. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. There is the saving power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God, and are willing to confess your sins to God and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
You have been listening to Ministers Barbara Coleman and David Michael, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope we said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasser Bradley, Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Hi, this is Kim from sunny South Florida, and I'd like to share with you some exciting things that God is doing in the world of arts and entertainment. Join me now for A Heart for Hollywood.
On the good ship, lollipop it.
From Shirley Temple to Judy Garland to Britney Spears, from Andy Rooney to Donny Osmond to Justin Timberlake, millions of us have enjoyed young artists' gifts of music, dancing, and acting, and we have been amazed by many other famous children born with incredible gifts and talents as they bring us joy, laughter, and maybe even tears. Shirley Temple was dubbed America's Little Miracle by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. This little child